I'm Nick
from Holy Wars, and you're watching or listening to Interview Under Fire.
All right, everyone, hope you all around the world are having an amazing start to the new year out there. It's 2024, by the way. Your beloved host here, Sunny, back here once again, and today I have the honor of speaking with some immensely talented human beings in Kat Leon and Nick Perez. It's an honor, guys. Thank you for joining our IUF series today. You know, happy new year to you, of course. A great way to begin 2024. I'm still trying to, like, mentally get over 2019 or 2020. Somehow we aged 4 years. Crazy time for Holy Wars, the drop of your latest EP, Cult Classic, which is a classic, released this past November on Palecord. Full disclosure, one of the hardest things to do in my book is blending genres. And you guys have done it with alternative rock, new metal, hip hop, punk, pop. Like, these are the genres I grew up with. And you guys checked off every box in with one group, which is really awesome. And I feel like no one is doing it the way you guys are. And congrats on the well-deserved recognition, of course, and you guys have been getting so far. A lot to unpack about this banger of a record and what you are all about. Before we get to all that, right? I don't even know if I asked y'all, how are you? You ended last year on a high note. How does one follow up a 2023 like that? You know, have you had the chance to take this all in? So whoever wants to go first. And Happy New Year. I haven't said that to y'all either. So
I think, you know, we're such like workhorses where we just go, and we're already on to the next thing. But in 2023, we, and mainly you were in charge of this, was making sure we reflected a lot more on what a great year it was, because we're such workaholics. So I think for the first time ever, we took a pause and we really just, you know, looked back on this incredible year. And we definitely have a lot of plans on what we want to do next. And we're already in motion on those. But yeah, I mean, really excited about what's coming, you know, and we're just, you know, excited to top 2023. I feel like I'm greedy. I'm like, what's next?
You know? I'm always so anxious when I think about that, because 2023, like I said, I graduated, got a new job and all that, you know. That was such a great year. I don't know if I'm not going to graduate again this year. You know, that's not the way it works. And it's, I always get nervous and anxious about that. Like, man, what do I do? But a person close to me said, don't think like that. Just focus on the best parts of the year that's ahead. You know, that's a way to look at it. So I don't know if you guys have, you know, I don't know if you're anxious like I am. I am like that. So I'm like, oh gosh, this was a good day. Okay, this was a bad day. And I like start to tally it up. But anyway, I appreciate that response, Kat. But something I want to mention, I want to kind of do like a, go on a different avenue here. You guys are from LA, right? Originally?
Okay. Well, originally we're from, I'm from Connecticut and he's from Vegas. We've been living in LA for many years now.
LA is like my second home. By the way, I'll be in town in a couple months. So, to hang out with Etter and company. So if you guys are around, let's hang. It'd be so great to meet y'all in person. And having said that, for fans and listeners who don't already know, okay, guys, bear with me. I want to go back to 2016. Is that okay? Can we do a little time traveling here?
Okay.
Because I mean, maybe before that, because the formation of Holy Wars, okay, including even when you two first met, maybe I'll do a little matchmaking questionnaire here. But if you could briefly talk about that moment in your lives, when you knew that this is what you wanted to do with your life going forward, because I feel like everything has went by in a blink at the same time. And you're in LA. So many bands are trying to make it out there. And here you guys are, you know, whoever wants to go first, because I don't even know if fans know like how you guys formed, like how this all began. I'm intrigued so.
We definitely have a lot of history, but we actually started working together before then. But 2015 was a very traumatic year for personally, but also for you too, because you were with me alongside that and witnessing. But I lost both my parents in that year, and anything we were doing, I know it's and you know, it never really goes away. Grief just kind of transforms into something else. But you know, we took 2 years off of writing music. He was playing gigs in town, but I wasn't. I was done with music after that, because anything I did before it, it just felt like music, as giving as it is, it's painful, you know, to put yourself out there constantly and be vulnerable. And in LA, especially, it's a hard city. So it took about a 2-year process to even want to come back to writing music. And then in 2016, we started writing music again, and he spearheaded that, just trying to help me kind of heal through the grief. And those songs became kind of just songs we were just writing for no purpose, no band, no nothing. And then a friend of ours heard that we were writing music again, just through passing, and she was headlining at the Echoplex and was like, I would love for you guys to play with me and make this like your first show back, like a debut show. And we were, and it was at the Echoplex where we hadn't played before. And we were really want, like, we played Viper Room, we played the Roxy, we played the West
Yeah.
Side, but we haven't really cracked into the East Side at that point. And I don't know if it was you or me, but one of us was like, fuck it, let's just do it. And we'll just do like one show and never again, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
And we only had like what, three songs written at that point?
Yeah, we had some half songs and not quite enough to put together a full set.
So that show really dictated we have to fill a 30-minute set and let's write more music to fill that. And we did. And that friend was like, what do I call you guys? Because I have to put a name on the flyer. And we came up with Holy Wars. I came up with it, and it was nothing Megadeth related. I'm very sorry, everybody, but not that we weren't aware of that song. But it was more about my parents and more about what I was actually going through at that time. And I didn't know it was going to be a long-term thing, you know? So I just
Yeah.
said, Holy Wars. That's how I feel right now. I feel like every day it's a struggle to live or want to live, et cetera. So we played the show, and it was an incredible response, probably the best response we've ever had prior, even playing shows in other, you know, projects.
Yeah.
And we were just like, holy shit, we might have something here. And it was the music was different than what we ever played before because it was raw, it was honest, it was about grief, it was visceral. And the response from the audience was like, when can I see you guys again? And we're like, I guess we're gonna have to do this again. And we started playing almost what, once a month, every month throughout the year,
Yeah.
just kind of building it. And
And here
little
you
by little, we
go.
just every year turned into another year, into another year. And then we started writing for TV and film just by making a name for ourselves within the city. And that also dictated the sound that we're even producing today, just because we wrote so many different types of genres. So we were writing hip hop songs and pop songs, cinematic trailers. So I mean, I know I gave you a lot, but like all of that is kind of the embodiment of Holy Wars.
No, Kat, first off, my heart goes out to you, and I really appreciate you sharing that. It's not easy to just talk about it in the open, but the way that what I'm getting at is that the way you translated everything you're feeling into something such a productive outlet like this, you have Holy Wars for that, and it almost seems like it's therapeutic release in a way, if you want to look at it that way, and look at what you've made since then. It's really shaped who you are. Nick, you too. I'm gonna include you in on this because it's wouldn't be done without you. So almost like a proud moment for me to hear that story. So I'm really glad you were thank you for sharing that again. It's and to see the path that you guys have been on, keep it going, because it's I think this is where you two are both in your element in a way where you didn't even see it coming. It's weird how good things happen sometimes to us in a way. Like you don't plan for it, you don't it's not like you see it coming, but it just happens and you find it. It's like, holy shit, Holy Wars, holy shit. It's like, this is actually, there's a synergy that I've built within this element and keeping it going. And you guys have done that. And I've heard it in your music. So much appreciate it for you, Kat and Nick, and one of the things that makes Holy Wars is the live presence that you guys have, like on the stage. This is a topic I'll never stop talking about because you guys have been making the rounds lately. I mentioned, you guys have the live music. I want to mention, bands like Coheed and Cambria, like Alkaline Trio, Papa Roach, three bands I grew up listening to again, and I covered on my own publication. And you guys have played at, let me see, Welcome to Rockville. What is it? Sonic Temple. Louder Than Life, right? And the list goes on and on. You guys were at So What here in Dallas, weren't you?
What? Yeah,
Was it last year or the year before?
this year we did all of those this year or last year.
Yeah. Man, I was there. Was it? I can't remember if you guys played or Saturday or Sunday, and I saw y'all from a distance. We never did a so what at that location before. It was so like going inside and like the humidity and going outside where it was even hotter. Like it was in and out, in and out. Anyway, I
Yeah.
saw you guys from a distance. And I'm like, holy shit. Again, we're gonna be that's gonna be a thematic of this interview. Holy shit. But seeing you guys really killed it. Hope the heat didn't destroy you guys. It's
Oh, it was miserable. It was probably
yeah.
that was the hottest show we ever, and it was indoors too, and it was the hottest show.
Dude.
Was that the time? Okay, so we have waters on stage, right? Like
Yeah,
everybody
yeah,
has.
yeah. I don't even think they were cold. I think they were just like just room temperature
They were
water.
boiling hot.
Yeah, yeah.
The sun hated it, but our drummer, he's a freaking animal on that drum kit, and
Yeah.
he's pounding waters. I'm pounding waters. Nick, I've never seen him go for water in any set we've ever had. That
Nick's
was
not human.
no.
Have you heard his music? It's out of this world.
Yeah, but he was like tomato red, his face,
Oh
and
my
he's
God.
like running to my waters because I think he had his own, but he was just like so like out of it that I thought you were gonna pass out.
Nick, I get it, Nick. It's come on, level with me. It's not metal if you reach for the water. You gotta you see what I'm saying? You gotta be in that element. You gotta look like you've been there. It's like, oh yeah. All right, don't. That's like when SpongeBob says, "I don't need it, I don't need it." That's like what was playing through Nick's head.
Exactly.
But man, I don't know if we're doing so what this year. I would love to see you guys back here. I don't know if I think this is the last year of Furnace Fest. I'm not sure. There's been like okay,
Either this 2024 is the last one, right?
yeah,
Yeah.
possibly. But
Yeah.
man, come back to Dallas. I mean, I don't know what you can or cannot say. Maybe not things can be set out yet, but. What does the
Yeah.
outlook for touring look like for Holy Wars? Like, you guys have something?
Yeah.
Because please come back to Dallas. I want to be able to see you guys. Would love to do another like in-person interview, things like that, you know. But you guys
Let's please.
absolutely
Yeah, I
crushed it up
love
there.
it.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of things that actually, a lot of them got confirmed January 2nd. So
Okay.
if that's how new it is for us
Yeah.
to say, we're not, I hate that whole thing like, oh, we're not allowed to say, but
That's okay. It happens.
yeah, we'll be coming. We'll be playing live across the country again.
Oh yeah.
Definitely Dallas. Dallas has always been such a great city for us. I feel like in Austin too, but Texas brings it really hard every time we're there. Yeah, so.
So let's get to Cult Classic, all right? We talked about everything except this album. I want to start with Pale Chord also, because you guys were recently signed with them. This makes you label mates with bands like Spirit Box, Harper, Thousand Below. Shout out to Thousand Below. They were on my show too. What's the feeling like, guys? Like kicking off this new chapter of Holy Wars with such a renowned label like Pale Chord. I mean, it's got to be. Tell me more about this because I think this needs to be celebrated a little bit more.
Yeah, no, we're so happy with them. They actually, I think Jason saw us open for Coheed in Cambria, right? So we were talking to them since that year, since the year before, so 2022.
Yeah.
That time we just dropped a debut album, full length album, and we didn't really have much new music to show. But they were talking to us since 2022, and he was, very much like, whenever you're ready. And we had several meetings where it was always about like keeping your artistry. Like it wasn't a type of label that you might hear from some major labels that they really want you to just kind of do the TikTok trending thing and
Yeah.
spice who you are a little bit just to like get the views. And they seem to really care about the artists, their opinion of their music and themselves. And we love the artists on the label. So it felt like a really good match. And so far, it's been really great. I'm gonna knock on wood here because I'm superstitious.
I'm knocking on wood too, so I'm
Yeah.
always.
But yeah, it's been really cool and it's inspiring to know like also having the label mates that we have because, Spirit Box alone has had one of the most exciting careers that I think that we've witnessed, from how they've just developed, I mean, they've been doing it for a while and you
Yeah.
were back when I wrestled a bear once too. You were even a fan of them back then when they
Me
were doing.
too. I actually every now and then I'll actually put on I Wrestle a Bear once just for shits and giggles, but I love that band. I remember that and that was a
Yeah, it's credible too.
yeah.
Like seeing bands that are doing so well, whether they got no, notable from TikTok or whatever, but they actually have history and they have touring
Yeah.
history. And I love that. You know, I think it's inspiring. So,
Yeah,
but yeah.
and here's the thing. When I listen to, Holy Wars, this is I believe this is the follow-up from that 2022, Eat It Up, Spit It Out. I'm like, holy shit, what a follow-up. I think of artists, Holy Wars. I always like to, there's bands that I've been listening to at that time. I think of bands like Tessa Violet, even Poppy,
Yeah.
Hailstorm. I'll put it even Red Hook in there, but it's you guys. Like, I can tell it's Holy Wars. I mentioned the genres earlier, right? The alternative rock, nu metal, hip hop, punk, and pop. It's not easy to blend all that together, and a lot of bands have been trying this nowadays, but I think you guys have finally arrived with cult classic. I mean, this is just my opinion, but I want to hear from Nick too about this, because does it feel like you guys found your sound as a unit, like with this, or is it something you're still finding out? Because the challenge of being one of these, newer bands in the industry and getting yourselves out there, because the room is filled with these bands, especially in the city that you guys are in. But you guys have you guys are doing it. So tell me about that, both of y'all, because finding the sound as a band, it's not easy to do. Some bands find it later in their career. Some bands change it, Opeth, throughout their year. I love both types, by the way. But some bands find it early. Tell me if you guys have finally arrived the same way that I feel about cult classic, or not.
No, I think so. I'd like to feel that way. I think that we want to keep refining it. I know that we consciously talked about some stuff that we wanted to move away from and some stuff that we wanted to bring back from maybe like the first few songs that we wrote, like a little bit more of the emotion. And also, I guess like the biggest motivator was trying to write music that would work for the live show, because we wrote a bunch of music that we loved, but then when it came time to play it live, we found that it didn't feel exactly the way that we wanted. And so this record was all about writing stuff that we thought we could immediately start playing it live. And so far it's worked out great every time. Some of this, we haven't gotten to play everything yet off the EP, but the ones that we have has come together really, really well. So yeah, and I also just I wanted to do something a bit heavier, but trying to keep it unique. Like it is a lot of bands that are going heavier now, but we've kind of always had that in our back pocket, but just never did it before. We were doing a lot of other
We
stuff.
had a different kind of heavy, you know, like that first EP is heavy in like the lyrical content talking about death, but also it was very much like that band Failure, if you're familiar. That to me is heavy. It's just a different kind of heavy than maybe like a nu metal or hardcore heaviness would have, where right now it's really hip to be, you know, adjacent to nu metal or, you know, or a blending of that. So that's the thing, like, you know, now where we're like, oh, you know, there's a lot of bands doing this, but I think our blessing and curse has always been we've always been multi-genre. We've always been like a blender. We've just been refining it ever since the beginning. But yeah, I think it's always been our thing. Like we never were one thing, which has been cool, but also has been a hindrance in some ways too.
Isn't it interesting, like the word heavy was something different in like this sort of music like 40 years ago, and I wonder what the term heavy will be like 10 years from now. Who knows what it's going to be like. And but seeing you guys as you guys are a testament, I believe, to this, because it's not just one thing. You guys are adding layers and layers and layers where it's reaching a vast audience. Again, not easy to do, but it's really cool to see you guys do that. And I have to applaud you both, because you both went above and beyond on Cult Classic, because the title track all the way to Tension Release, which may be my favorite. I don't know. I love Venom. I just kept repeating over and over, but Tension Release is slowly like creeping its way up to the top. But here you guys are, with this new year, new album, I can even say maybe even a new chapter. I'm gonna throw some numbers at you. I mean, you sure you've heard this, 10 million global streams and counting, 700,000 plus YouTube views and also counting as we speak. Is there any pressure with all this, Kat and Nick? When you sit down to write new music or whatever comes after this, which I can't wait, do you block all that noise out, or is it harder to focus on following up, recent material? What goes on in those heads of yours?
Pressure is always there different ways, you know. He has different pressures, I have different pressures. From the first EP, there was a pressure to follow that even because it was like, I can't keep talking about my dead parents, you know, like I have to move on as well, you know? And then we didn't know what to say next. So the pressure of what do we want to say? And then 2020 was very giving for the world. We were all, you know, in this weird transitional state, and we were open, our eyes were open to a lot of things that we might have had shut before. But then, yeah, once we started writing the new music for Eat It Up, Spit It Out, and then playing it live and realizing the music wasn't translating live, like he said, the way we wanted it to. So we wanted to make it as visceral and as aggressive live as we, or in the recorded music as we play live. And then now that we have that, I do think there is a pressure to follow it up, but we really want to keep that at bay. And I think this new album, because we are working on a new album,
Hell
we,
yeah. I was waiting for
yeah.
that. All right, sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah. And we've been working on it this whole time, but there's so many songs that even didn't make cult classic that we were like maybe full length. But I think we really want to get those voices out of our head. We don't want to be like, is it this or is it too much for that? Is it good for Octane? Is it good for playlisting? And I think sometimes we have had those thoughts, as everybody does, but we don't want to. So I don't know. That's my thought on it, but I'm sure you have your own.
Yeah, no, I mean, of course I agree with that. I think that like for the new stuff, like more working on it, we're gonna try and bring back a little bit more of just trying to have fun while we're working on it. And
Yeah.
that's what we did right on the first EP. It may be it was hard because of the content of what it was about, but we were enjoying it and we were inspired in the moment. And so we're going to try and stay in that headspace when we're working on the new music. And so we think that'll show too, that'll translate to people.
Yeah, we're hoping to kind of bridge the gap of like where we started and where we are now.
Cult Classic will always remain like one of my favorite EPs of I didn't mention this like on our end of year review we did for Interview Under Fire, which Eder was a guest by the way. But I wanted to include Cult Classic, which if I can include now. How long is this EP, guys? Can you give me a
Like time?
yeah, is it 17 minutes ish?
I feel like it's like 15, yeah, 15 to 17.
Okay, here's why. I live 15 my work is 15 minutes from here. That album was actually that's how I will remember Cult Classic, one of the things, because I would listen to that on the way to work and back, because November 10th, maybe November 9th, that was right when I started my new job. And that's when the
Yeah.
EP dropped, so it was perfect. So I just wanted to point that out. But
Hi. Perfect.
these like ever shifting like tempos, these incredible riffs, Nick, holy shit, and these infectious lyrics that you wrote, Kat, and these melodies that just stuck with me in the head, you know, which Tension Release is doing that. And here's what I wanted to get into, Kat and Nick. You two are a couple, which this is amazing, because you have that relationship, right? I wonder if there is that friendly competitiveness between you both, or is there a level of, you know, convenience because you know each other so well? It's like, okay, I got to meet her up here, or I got to meet him here, you know? Because
Yeah.
I did an interview recently with Sharon from Within Temptation, one of my favorite symphonic metal bands, and she talked about how she wouldn't even be in the same room with her husband Robert, because he was also in the same band. They would like alternate the rooms with the producer. They would well, some woman would walk out, the Robert would walk in, talk to the producer, and then Sharon would walk in, and he would walk out, and because they can't like clash together. So
Oh,
funny.
wow.
Blabbermouth actually just went live with that article today, which is so funny to me. The fact that I'm talking to you guys today, out of all days. But I wonder between you two, or is there competitiveness, or are you just like, all right, I'll do this because she's doing that, or I'll do this because he's doing that. How does that
Absolutely.
work?
I mean, maybe it's kind of boring, but I don't think there's any competitiveness.
Yeah, that's good.
I really not.
There's no competitiveness, but like I think we do relate to like how Within Temptation does it, because we have over the years we say divide and conquer, like she'll be doing one thing and I'll be doing the other. Like I'll do almost completely all the music stuff and then we'll come together and start working on the vocals, but maybe she wasn't involved in almost all of the music, but then all the video and all like the creative look of the band and the t-shirts and talking to fans is all her. So in the new stuff, we're gonna try and now put our heads together and work together in the same room, just because we think it's going to be better, you know?
Yeah, that both of our voices are in there. But
Yeah.
yeah, like I think, he always, his history has always been working with female singers. Not that he chose it that way, but because he works with pop, he worked with so many other kitten, so many other female singers. But so he always likes to, even though he has these amazing productions, he's always thinking about how to make the vocalist like what, the bed of music to really put the vocalist out there in the best way. So he's just not a competitive person anyway. I'm a very competitive person, just not with him. But so I think that's, he's already not competitive, period. And then I don't feel any competitiveness towards him because it's just about making the best song we can. But we do battle on ideas though. So not from a competitive place, but just from a difference of, where our upbringing was. Like you are from the punk hardcore scene. I'm from the alternative scene, so it is kind of like that push and pull. So it we've had many issues writing or finding the balance, but
I like how
not.
Nick is just nodding. Yeah, that's good.
He's like, yeah, that sounds right.
That's true.
Yeah, like there
Y'all
are
are awesome. I love this.
the talking because I talk a lot, and but he doesn't talk a lot
But
outside.
you're talking for him. That's it.
Yeah,
It's
here
that
he
works out
talks a
perfectly.
lot.
Yeah.
And we have this like, I want to put it on the wall, but let me finish is like a common saying we have when we're writing music. He'll be like, just let me finish. And I'm like, I already know what you're gonna say, but you're just gonna get to the point quickly. So
I can tell it really get, yeah. Sorry, if you wanted to finish there, but
no.
I was just gonna add it. I can see that it gives you both a sense of comfortability in the studio, having someone like Kat, Nick work on this record with one another, and chemistry is one thing I value, guys. So that's one thing I did hear on Cult Classic, you know. And I know we got about less than 10 minutes here, but something, you know, the l lyricism also throughout this album was really cool, because you mentioned how you wanted to pay homage to like the cult horror classics, you know, kind of branching out beyond what's just on the surface with a twist. The true terror resides not in like external monsters, right? But within, you know, you can point at yourself and see that. And
I'm scared of my own mind more than I'm scared of anything else.
but yeah, and this is the things that you write, and it's like, holy shit, did I write that? Like, it's like, and then you get to like translate it into what you guys have created. But it feels like that there's like a release that you guys get when, you know, I begin to think of like tangibles of like themes or messages to your music, you know? A big component of songwriting, I feel like, for a band like Holy Wars.
What was
So
that?
I feel like themes and messages are a big component to songwriting for a band like Holy Wars. Would you say? Yeah,
Oh, you
yeah.
spit it out. That was the whole theme and the message there. And then cult classic too. And he loves horror too. I mean, that's he's such like a horror buff. And I like more thrillers and like psychological shit. Like I want to
Guys, here's the thing, Nick. You may want to. I'm actually watching two films tonight. I'm watching Saltburn, which so many friends are recommending to watch. I don't know how that just went over my head. And I'm watching. I've been wanting to watch this for a while. Have you guys seen It Comes at Night? With
No.
guys, okay. I'm watching that tonight. That's with freaking Joel Edgerton. It's another A24 film. But if you guys
Oh,
have time tonight, watch that movie. Maybe we can talk about it. But those two
wow.
films I'm watching tonight.
I saw and I really did enjoy it, so I've
You
already
did.
seen
Okay.
it.
I've heard so many different things. Like, people are divided. It's like, what? A lot of WTFs. But I like those kind of movies, you know? I freaking loved
I love
movies
it.
like Annihilation. I loved a movie called, there's a movie called Men. I don't know if you guys have seen this.
No.
Probably the most shocking horror film I've ever seen in my life. This dropped about a year and a half ago. I blind bought it on Blu-ray. Yes, I still buy Blu-rays, guys. And I ended up watching it, and it's one of those things that it just sticks with you, and almost like Midsommar did in a way. I know we went off a completely different track here, but as soon as you said horror films, I'm a film buff, and I will not stop to any degree when I'm talking about
No,
film.
I love films. I love films. He's definitely more in the horror slasher era, and like I
Okay.
said, I'm psychological or the what the fuck was that? I
Yeah.
love that.
I can tell he's like stroking his wrist, like he's ready to talk about it. Nick, we'll
Yeah.
get into it maybe another day. But guys, I know we covered a good amount of ground on this awesome interview, man. Thank you both for sharing so much about who you are and what Holy Wars is all about. From representing even the music scene, the fans, even the form of display of art that you guys are conveying from the different experiences and perspectives in both of your timelines that you've taken and which we've discussed about, and performing for as long as you have, and the people you have worked with during this amazing record, the touring, the growing fan base, and getting through that goddamn pandemic, and somehow that was 4 years ago. The relationship that you have with each other, yourself, and the music, I feel like we're entering an exciting part in Holy Wars' career with this banger, not even just Holy Wars, even for both of you individually. I'm excited to see where you guys go from here. There's definitely a level of inspiration to what you are doing, and you're seeing results, Kat and Nick. That I want to remind you of that. Celebrate those successes along the way, because that's what I'm trying to learn to do myself in the last year, and I hope you guys are doing the same. As I round out this interview, have either of your aspirations as a musician, or hell, as a human being, have they changed or evolved since when you first started performing in the industry? Like, do you see things differently today?
100%. Yeah, I definitely do. Do
Yeah, I guess so.
you? I mean, my perspectives changed, my goals have changed. Yeah, I think it's also just growing as a person, as a human, as you get older too, some things that were important to you aren't anymore. And I feel like I have like a nihilistic mindset now where I'm like, well, what's the point of anything? So fuck it. So really, fuck is the thing that will always dictate my life now. So that's kind of where I
I'm nostalgic. I always like to, maybe not nostalgic, but I'm a very reflective person nowadays. I always like to look back on things. Like, I appreciated this. Like, be happy that it happened. How does that saying go? Don't be sad it's over. Be happy that it happened, And man, you guys are going to be making even more rounds this year, and I can't wait to hopefully, it was January. We got 11 months left. I can't wait to meet you all in person, and hopefully you guys come to Dallas soon. Please keep me posted, because I would love nothing more than to. I'm also a photographer, so I would love to give shoot you guys during a set, because I know you guys have all the energy that I would want in a band. Holy
Yes,
shit.
yes.
no, seriously, I do appreciate it. But Kat and Nick, do you guys have any like last words, like any shout outs, anything else you would like to plug or mention as far as Holy Wars and the new album before we finish things off here? Maybe a new music video coming soon. I don't know.
Oh, thank you. Yes. I don't know if this will air by then, but yeah, we have a Tension Release has a music video attached because
My favorite song. Holy shit.
yes, we've had several fans reach out to us via DMs and online, just saying like, is this song gonna have a video? And it wasn't planned to, but I loved it so much, and the fans obviously were asking for it. So me and a very good friend of mine, Arden Fisher, we came together with it's a very more simple video, but very like intrusive and really just it's kind of like in a black void. So I'm really excited for you to see it. And it's coming out on the 10th.
I
So
think
just a
that
couple
may be that'll be around the time we air this. Okay. I'm also
days.
gonna put like a holy shit counter on this interview, because I think that's the most I've ever
Got
said it during any. I've done maybe 500 podcast interviews. This is the most I've ever cursed. I'm sorry. But you guys brought out the best in me. But guys, please, I would love nothing more also than just stay in touch on the socials. I'll keep you guys posted once this interview airs, so you can share it with your fans. I'll tag you and do all that stuff. So really, I'm proud of you guys, Kat and Nick. Please keep doing what you're doing. Don't ever stop doing what you do, because I can tell that you guys have a passion that's really unmatched for what you do here. Okay. You guys have found your thing, stick with it. Much love. All right. And everyone who's listening, this is the amazing Kat Leon, Nick Perez from Holy Wars. Cult Classic is out now on Palecord. If you could do me and Nick and Kat a favor, buy the records, buy the merch, because the bands can't do it without your help. It really goes a long way. Like I said, I collect Blu-rays, so I collect like the hard copies. I'm old-fashioned like that, okay? So Nick, we're gonna talk about horror films next time. All right. So let's keep that on the back end. But everyone's listening, you can listen to this podcast on all major podcast streams out there. Check us out on interviewunderfire.com. Kat, Nick, have a great weekend. Much love. Happy New Year. And I'll talk to you next time, okay?
Thank you.
Amazing.
Bye.
Much love. Bye-bye.
And I'm trying to make a spark. They tell me to hold the light. I see better in the dark. Count all my feelings in this void and empty heart. Give me just a moment while I saw myself apart.